to do, because you have mentioned several bills, what is under the way. And we have also some issues with the bills. And what I would like to add is also several bills which were not mentioned, but it's very important to get the answer, if you can, of course. On this, there are several drafts, like sexual exploitation bill, the Uniform Matrimonial Property Bill, the Child Justice Bill, what the Madam Chair has mentioned, and Marriage Bill. But we do not know what is the status quo for these bills and what are the timelines. When are you going to, or when the Parliament is going to adopt it? Because some of them are really a very long time in the Parliament already in discussions. My second follow-up question regards to the optional protocols, the two optional protocols of the convention, or to the convention, the optional protocol on sale of children, child prostitution and pornography, and optional protocol on the involvement of children in armed conflicts. But the reports have been overdue since the May 2004. I would like to ask you whether are you going to provide these reports. Also, I would like to ask about the Children's Fund. The distinguished member of delegation has answered my question about Children's Fund, but I'm not very clear, really, what was the answer. Because do you mean that the Children's Fund is established and functional as well, or it's just established but not functional for now? This is not clear for me, and please elaborate on this. And my last follow-up question is about the legal aid. And another distinguished member of the delegation has mentioned that the legal aid is accessible in all the regions, and you have listed the numbers. But it's not clear for me, maybe I have missed from your answer, but is it free? Is it free for each child in each case? This is something what I would like to ask you to clarify. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Now we have Madam Hind Ayub Idrisi with a follow-up question.
Merci, Monsieur le Président. J'ai quelques petits